With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last year, record-breaking rains pummeled Maryland and the Chesapeake Bay, flushing farm fertilizer and runoff pollution from parking lots and roads into the estuary. Many Chesapeake ecologists feared that the downpours, partially driven by climate change, would reverse progress that the Bay had been enjoying since the year 2010. Well, the results finally came in last week, and they were in some ways predictable. The University of Maryland Center for Environmental Sciences' annual report card on the Bay found that water clarity in the Bay last year plummeted to a rating of 7 out of 100, the second lowest figure on record. But here's the surprising part. The Bay's overall health dipped only slightly last year, from a 54 rating in 2017 to a 46 in 2018, much less than researchers might expect with all the rainfall. The main reason? Underwater grasses in the Bay, which are critical habitat for crabs and fish and perhaps the Bay's most important health indicator, hung on despite the downpours, which normally smother grasses with sediment and mud. Preliminary research by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science found that underwater grasses covered at least 86,000 acres of the Bay last year. That was less than the 102,000 acres in 2017, but still the fifth highest total on record since monitoring began in the 1970s. How could this be? Normally, murky waters kill underwater grasses because they block the light, but not last year, apparently. Professor Robert Orth runs the Aquatic Vegetation Monitoring Program at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science.
These plants, even though we had an incredible amount of rain and the water was very turbid, they were able to deal with it in a way that we had not seen before.
When Orth looked at what types of aquatic plants were thriving last year, he found it was often invasive species called hydrilla and milfoil, aquarium plants introduced accidentally from Asia. They were growing on top and therefore able to absorb light despite the muddy waters below them.
That may be exactly what's going on, is that some of these invasives, they tolerate conditions that our native plants can't.
Although they have a reputation as a menace, invasive species have actually helped the Potomac River and other waterways, Orth said.
If you take the case of the Potomac River, there were no plants in the Potomac River prior to 1980. Hydrilla was accidentally introduced into the Potomac, and of course, big mistake, hydrilla took over, and it has provided a level of clarity in many parts of the river that now support multiple species, many of which are the natives now.
Brooke Landry runs aquatic vegetation monitoring for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the Chesapeake Bay Program.
I would say that's exactly right. Milfoil and hydrilla both have lower light requirements, and they, you know, while they're not native species, they've been very instrumental in the recovery of bay grasses. They can go in and colonize areas that aren't as clear and have turbid water, and they help stabilize the sediments and they help clear up the water, and that actually facilitates the recovery of our native species.
So it appears that the newfound resilience of the Chesapeake Bay to record-breaking rainfall may be due in part to immigrants. They were not welcomed at first, but that are now providing shelter and oxygen and improved conditions for many bay species. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.